Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Nation. We're breaking down the win over Kansas State, and a little later in this hour, we'll take a look ahead at tomorrow night's game as the Cougars host the UCF Knights, their first repeat performance in Big 12 conference play. But right now, we want to get to the question of the day and to your phone calls. You can call in at 801-575-8255. Give us your thoughts on the win, or you can answer this question. What has been the biggest surprise to you during BYU's first 10 games in Big 12 play? Mitch, right now, let's get out to the phone line. We'll start with our dear friend, Linda. We hear from her every week. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the game the other night. It was wonderful, I thought. And I was so proud of Foose that he scored all those points. And then at the end, I was so proud of Jackson Robinson for hitting that shot at the end. I was so panicked when we were only leading by 2 points.
Lots of panic, Linda, but that's what I loved about the win, is that even though things went south in a lot of the second halves, including that Kansas State one, some of those times BYU had lost those games. This time they found a way to win, Mitch, and that's what you got to do. I think this team is still figuring out at the end of games where they go to. Jackson Robinson makes a big shot. They did a great job in that last minute of executing to get that win.
They did, and you know, Jackson Robinson's shot was in a, you know, six-man role, and BYU was only up 2, and he buries the 3. This was Jack's after the game on what transpired with that game-clinching 3-pointer late in the game.
I mean, it was just kind of a stagger screen. I came off, was just aggressive, looking for my shot, and I just let it go, and it went in.
After Jack said that, Mark Pope's like, just went in. Like, just nonchalant, just knocking down a big 3 in a Big 12 game. That's what Jackson Robinson's been doing for BYU, and he continues, Matt, to get first-round, you know, NBA draft buzz potentially. It's kind of interesting. It's hard to wrap your mind around because BYU and the NBA, there's not much synergy between those two entities. But maybe Jackson Robinson's the guy that breaks the mold and gets BYU back into the NBA conversation as a draft pick this next June. Let's get back out to the phone line and continue with your phone calls, 801-575-8255. Let's bring on Michael from Texas. You want to answer this question of the day, Michael?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I think for me, this season has been interesting in terms of, like, I actually was kind of expecting us to do better than we thought. And I think because, you know, at the end of the day, 18 to 24-year-olds are 18 to 24-year-olds, and you just think about the excitement of playing in a league like this can help your focus and help you be, you know, help your intensity. I always say with football and basketball, we underrate some of these no-name schools, how hard it is to beat them consistently. It's a grind to, like, have to really be intense and focused for a Pepperdine every week or a Pacific. And they have some good players that can knock down shots, and that's the college game is getting baskets. So I'm not too surprised by that. I think what I am surprised is two things just from a team perspective. The defense BYU plays is very surprising in terms of, I don't think I've ever seen a BYU defense this cohesive ever. I haven't been following my whole life. I'm a recent BYU fan, but I'm just shocked. I'm shocked at how good the defense is. And then on the offensive end, I think the thing that surprises me is that we have an answer for everything against anyone in the country. Like, we have an answer if they want to cover our three-point shooters. We have an answer if they want to double the post. We have an answer if they want to try to take out our best player. We have an answer for every single thing someone can shoot at us. So I think those are the most surprising things to me. But it's been a great year and exciting for the boys.
Michael, when did you become a BYU fan?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I actually I covered BYU for the paper when I was at BYU, and I covered during Jimmer's first year. And I actually called the office to interview Jimmer, and I think it was Kyle Chilton at the time told me, he said, you know, Jimmer's getting calls from Sports Illustrated. I don't know if he's really going to want to talk to the school paper. And I said, okay. And then he called me back 2 minutes later, and he said, Jimmer will give you an hour tomorrow. Oh. And ever since then, I started to, you know, I really liked him and started to follow the team. And then I was like, wow, you know, maybe I can get into BYU sports. So started around then.
Well, Michael, appreciate the call and the insight. And I think, you know, to your point, since that time with Jimmer, you're right. Defensively, this is far and away the best BYU defense that BYU's had in that stretch. Because I can think back to some Steve Cleveland teams in the Mountain West era where, you know, they were consistently holding teams to about 55, 60 a game. But that was kind of the calling card of college basketball back then. This group, the way they're performing and their cohesiveness, as you noted, I think you're right. It's been a defensive, it's been impressive to watch defensively. And Matt, I think that, you know, BYU, they are very underrated defensively, top 25 in the KenPom adjusted defensive metrics, and that offense always finds new guys every single night to emerge and put BYU in a position to win games.
They defend the three ball well, Mitch. They held Kansas State to 26%. They had 9 steals in the win against the Wildcats as well. On the perimeter, I think they're really underrated. Spencer Johnson, a great defender. Trevin Nell improved as a defender. So, yeah, I think it's a good point defensively. This team has stepped it up. Back to the phone line, Mitch. Dan from Layton. What do you got for us, Dan?
Hey, I have a question, actually. I've been curious about this on their lineup and on their the way they've been playing with Foose and Khalifa both. Now that Foose is back 100% more, has Mark Pope ever addressed, not that I've heard anyway, has he ever addressed playing them both together, playing Khalifa at the high post and let Foose run the baseline and open up the threes, get a little bit more open on the outside?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dan. He has addressed that. You know, Mark did know, Coach Pope said that they've only had 3 practices this year where they've been able to have Khalifa and Foose on the floor together, because it's been unusual how when one is in the lineup in practice, the other has been dealing with an injury or an illness. Beginning of the season, Khalifa was dealing with a knee injury, and then Khalifa comes back, Foose goes out with a hamstring, and then Foose returns, Khalifa goes out with an illness. I think it's a good point, because Mark Pope wants to get these two on the floor together, and it's kind of a, you know, pick your poison situation if those two are on the floor, what they could possibly do and open up on the offensive end. It would be fascinating to see, but for right now, I think you're going to go with probably the same starting five tomorrow against UCF. But what I do like, Matt, is that, you know, BYU has built up a rotation to where you've got 8 guys on any given night that could start. And Mark Pope has hinted at the ability to reinvent yourself in this conference in certain matchups. They're having that luxury with the type of personnel they've developed this season.
I will say, though, Mitch, with the Kansas game looming, and the Jayhawks, they're not as good as everyone thought they were going to be. They're still a good team. They are beatable, but they are big, especially with Hunter Dickinson. I'd love to see this Khalifa Foose Traore lineup a few times before then see if that's something you can roll out if needed against a big Jayhawk team.
We got to take a break. Keep the phone lines rolling here. 801-575-8255. After the break, we'll get to what's trending up and trending down in BYU basketball. We'll hit on some of your texts, your tweets, and your phone calls. 801-575-8255. News, traffic, and weather coming up, and then we'll get to more of your phone calls right here on Cougar Nation on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.